now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
My neighbor Kramer is back on the show this week with his classic movie suggestions, news on a couple of interesting biopics coming up, and swank advice on party conversation that is polite, and our look at the World Swank Gig Guide. Right now, let's kick off with a new album from an Australian exotica artist. His name is Christopher De Groot. The album is called Sailing Ships and Tarot Cards, and here's the title track on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation, new stuff there from Creepsotica and Progzotica. It's Coop Cooper with you, lounge leader.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation et Scrammy's classic movie suggestion.
From 1957 this week, 12 Angry Men.
Oh, this is a great film. Got a question for you, Coop. Have you ever been in a situation where you were called up for jury duty?
You know, I've been called up twice, but on both occasions I was actually overseas, or one occasion I was overseas, and the other occasion I was working as a journalist, so at this particular local radio station that I was working at, and I wasn't able to, you know, ethically, be a juror, so I just went down to the police station and I was able to get off it, but I'd actually really like to do it now.
Yeah, I'm in a similar situation you're in. Because I was working in commercial radio, I said, look, it'd be a conflict of interests. I'm going to decline. They said, well, we agree with that. So I never got on. Now, of course, 12 Angry Men, the movie, came out in 1957. It was originally a television play done in 1954. That night, luckily, Henry Fonda was watching it. He thought, this would make a great movie. He thought it would. The studios went, okay, it's already been on television, so why would anybody want to go and see it? Of course, they were wrong. Look at the cast. You've got Henry Fonda, Lee J. Cobb and E.G. Marshall, who are both very well known at the time, Jack Klugman, who was up and coming, John Fiedler, who'd become one of the great character actors, Jack Warden, the same, Ed Begley, among others. Great cast. Here's the plot. This kid has been accused of murder. These guys go into a room, and the movie could become a talk fest, but because first-time movie director Sidney Lumet, who'd been in television before that, decided to do things interesting with the camera and the way he approached it, what could have been a boring film actually turns to be something really, really interesting. And it does hold your attention right throughout the end of the movie, because you've got the guy who's really loud, you've got the guy who's a bit quiet. Yep. And of course, they change their opinions as the film goes on. Mm. Now, here's a little bit of trivia about the movie. Now, as well as the original version, there's been a few remakes. I won't bother with the titles because I can't pronounce them. There was a German version in 1963, an Indian version in 1986. There was a TV movie in English in 1997. I've never seen that one. There was a Russian version in 2007. And there was a Chinese version that was made in 2014. I don't know about you, but these movies I'd actually really like to see, because they changed them to suit their cultures. Yeah. And the years they were made in. So they'd be really interesting to see. But because we can't, the one that you do get a chance to have a look at, if you haven't seen it before or if you haven't seen it in a long time, it's called 12 Angry Men. It was produced by Henry Fonda. He's the one who says, okay, I think there's something wrong here. And he's the one that gets them all to eventually, hopefully, maybe come over to his side of thinking. It's called 12 Angry Men. Came out in 1957. It's in black, white and grey. But do yourself a favour. Check it out if you can.
Another great suggestion from Kramer there.
You've listened to a long and complex case, murder in the first degree. A premeditated murder is the most serious charge tried in our criminal courts. You're faced with a grave responsibility. Thank you, gentlemen.
D'ici ce de Cocktail Nation 8 Cooper.
When I walk through a jam, no one knows who I am. Put your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Never closed me a deal, all at once I'm a wheel. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Why, I once knew a worrying man. He was a hurrying man with never a second to play. He had appointments to keep, people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. We'll be right back. a hurrying man with never a second to play. He had appointments to keep, lots of people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I wanna be. Put my love to the test, that's when I'm at my best. 'Cause with you, pretty baby, standing by my side, I couldn't be a failure even if I tried. 'Cause you make me Mr. Success.
Cocktail Nation.
Sweetheart.
I have a surprise for you.
Another one?
There's a man in the phone booth behind you.
Terrific.
Cocktail Nation, Lick Lyman and Hooky Lau, plus Frank Sinatra and Mr. Success. Well, do check out Cocktail Nation magazine. Got some stories up there for you. We've just put up. And plenty of great stories to check out each week. We update the magazine a couple of times a week, so it's worth keeping an eye on. Here's a couple of stories that you might like to check out. Just beginning filming a new biopic on Laurel and Hardy. It's titled Stan and Ollie. The movie follows the story of their final tour in 1953, which saw them visit a number of music halls across the UK to entertain their fans one last time. Got news on a Spanish-style home in Brentwood, which was once owned by one Marilyn Monroe. And it's back on the market. $6.9 million. She owned the rambling property, which holds citrus trees, a main house with two bedrooms, a guest house and a pool. And she lived in it for just a short time in 1962. Sadly, at the age of 36, she died in her bedroom just 4 months after buying it. And news about a new 10-part series on Albert Einstein's called Genius. Check it out. We've got links up on the website, cocktailnation.net. It's a free magazine and ready to go for you right now. And a quick note, too, that we've got a couple of winners for our online competition. We were giving away the latest Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited album called Music from the Sixth Floor. And congratulations to Susan Hall in Vegas and Greg Ryan from Perth. So congratulations. And here's another track from the album. Do check out the interview that I just did with the guys from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited via the website, cocktailnation.podbean.com, over in the archives section. And here is Night of the Jaguar on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation 8 Longe Leader Coucou Père.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Is my middle name.
Cocktail Nation with Johnny Mandel and Trip to Corona. His mother discovered that her son had perfect pitch at the age of 5. So piano lessons were initiated immediately. But Mandel switched to the trumpet, led to the trombone. Also played Tiki Lounge Crew with Mumbo and Ellie Fisher, Mr. Kiss Kiss, Bang Bang.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
And when it comes to conversation, you can talk about whatever you want amongst your close friends. But what about when you go to a party? What about when you're talking to strangers, people that you want to impress or acquaintances that you aren't necessarily that comfortable around? Are you allowed to talk about money, politics, sex and religion around those people? Well, I would suggest no. Probably not the best idea. These are big danger topics and it doesn't happen with politics or religion necessarily, but I do know that money is one where people can certainly swing certain ways and get a little bit uncomfortable. Best to choose more mainstream topics of conversation. Things such as your favourite places to visit in town, or maybe the rising property prices in town, or things like that. Something a little bit more mainstream that everybody can talk about, or perhaps even your favourite sporting teams is probably a little bit safer. Stay away from the big four of money, religion, politics, and sex. Usually, those are the four that end up getting talked about in such a way that often becomes a little bit uncomfortable, perhaps a little bit adversarial. Rather than getting confrontational with someone or really trying to hammer points into a debate, remember, you're at somebody else's event, and it's probably just best to stay away from those things and just let the conversation flow a little bit more naturally away to more mainstream topics. It's a little bit safer that way. Why upset people when you don't need to? Let's take a look at the World of Swag gig guide. Got lots of things on right across the city. I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps tell me about your local event, and we'll put it up on the website and talk about it on the radio. Coming up, Tiki Caliente, May 18. We'll talk about that more next week with Rory Snyder. Danny Heller's exhibition is on in LA. It's called Modern Leisure. And Tiki Oasis coming up August 10. Got lots more gigs online, cocktailnation.net. And here's James Morrison. Here's how you should keep the conversation nice and easy.
Thank you.
Lounge Exotica and Space Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation with Cuckoo Pear.
You really shouldn't have done it. You hadn't any right. I really shouldn't have let you kiss me. And although it was wrong, I never was strong. So as long as you've begun it, and you know you shouldn't have done it, do it again. I may say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get is near. I may cry, oh, 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 but no one will hear. My mom may scold me, 'cause she told me it was naughty, but then please do it again. Yes, do it again and again and again and again and again. Turn out the light and hold me close in your arms all through the night. I know tomorrow morning you will say goodbye and amen, but until then, please do it.
Sexy.
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse.
The only radio station that I listen to.
The Cocktail Nation.
You know, I love your program.
It just makes me feel so happy to be alive.
The Cocktail Nation. broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
I've been listening for about 5 years. I love hearing the new music.
The Cocktail Nation. The Cocktail Nation, broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. You're a man of obvious. Never.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Clouseau, Room with a View. Everybody likes one of those. Unless you're in prison, of course, and you have room with no view. Gene Rains before that, Lonely Winter, Tigiaki Orchestra, and Shaka Hula, Bossa Nova, and Mark Copeland, and Do It Again. Next week on the show, finding out what's going on with Tiki Caliente for 2017. Rory Snyder's stopping by, and I believe he's also going to have a bit of a chat about his new bar as well. I'm going to leave you with Perry Beekman and Love Walked In. Stay up.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look and I'd forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new when love walked in with you. In and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look I'd forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new when love walked in with you.